This is episode 164, recorded Friday, the 13th, June 2014. Packard pokes at wishing for a place to park this erection.
You can help support and promote the show by purchasing our merchandise at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, where you can choose from a variety of different items like hoodies, hats, and bears. Oh my! Put a Packard Pokes At mug in your hands today.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And before I get started, I do want to thank Glenn, Godless Glenn, for the new intro. I forgot to mention it last week, and if you may have seen it last week, the brand new intro that we have is in regards to him. He did a great job with that. Thank you so much, Godless Glenn. Anyway, join us tonight from the far East Coast is Joe Unseen.
37? Hey, Packer, try not to suck any dicks on your way to the parking lot.
I have no idea what you're even talking about, Joe. They just happened to hang in out, you know, and I needed the cash. tasty! And breath fresheners! Join us from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Bachelor number one, what would you say is a perfect date?
Perfect. That's awesome. Would you like a chocolate pretzel?
By the way, this is episode 164. I forgot to mention it the last few shows, but oh, what the hell. So I'm like bad with numbers and shit, so.
Yeah, you should take like one of those online courses for math.
Is that what it is? I have to get one of these programs where it just like adds one, so I just know where I need to do next time. So I put flashcards up on my screen, and it's like, and I take and rip them off because I can't see the screen, and I forget what I do with the flashcards. So hey, you know. Oh, by the way, today is Friday the 13th, everybody. Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah. So make sure
you... And a full moon.
And a full moon. So make sure you wear your underwear on your head. So
I love how like there's nicknames for all these different moons. Like this is supposedly the honeymoon because it's a full moon on the Friday the 13th before a... No, not before the on a Friday the 13th. It's before a summer solstice or something.
Uh-huh.
And all these like color... filtered images of a moon are shared on Facebook. Like, make sure you go out and look at the honeymoon tonight, and it's actually honey colored.
Wow.
And it gives this impression like the moon is actually going to look like that. No, it's not.
No, that's why they call it honeymoon, because you go up there and you stick out your spoon and you scrape at the moon and you get a jar full of honey. You know.
Exactly. I should start making fake moon memes and just be like, make sure you enjoy the blood moon tonight.
The blood moon. If you're running low on if you're a quart low on your blood, go just scrape some off the blood moon and you'll be filled right up. Anyway,
the urine moon
the
is
blood of the
so
innocent
popular.
All over the moon tonight only. Go out and look up.
Right. Anyway, we have a lot of good stories for you tonight, so let's get on to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Cell phones. You've got them. I've got them. My kids have got them. Most Americans nowadays have a cell phone. And landlines are slowly going away because we like to have our technology wherever we go. And we like to be able to keep track of where we are. And this way we can find out where we have to go. Because a lot of cell phones nowadays, in fact, most modern cell phones have GPS built into them. So they can actually track where you're at. The downside of that is, for many years, if you say we're somewhere and you were involved in a crime or whatever, the police could just grab your tracking data right off your cell phone and say, hey, Joe was over here at this location at this time. And they can.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you can say you weren't. You can say you weren't, but the tracking data will say you were.
Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability, I know. But
My phone robbed that bank.
I was at home, officer. I was at home. Actually,
there's an app for that.
There is an app for that. The Rob the Bank app. I've seen it. They cost $9,000. I think I know who's getting robbed here.
Unfortunately, it pays out in Bitcoin.
Yes. Anyway, the courts have recently ruled that collecting that cell phone data is unconstitutional because the fact is that it's private information. The police were able to go to the phone company or whoever they go to and say, hey.
The phone company.
The phone company, okay. They go to the phone company and say, hey, we want this data. And it was basically asked for, and they would just say, oh, you want the data? Yeah, here it is. They didn't even need a warrant, which kind of sucks, you know, because then they could use anything against you, even if it's true or not, just because you happen to be in the general area. Now, recent court decision has overturned that, so now that is also protected as under a Fourth Amendment rule as of illegal search and seizure. There's a gentleman, his name is Cortavius Davis, and he was sentenced to 162 years because the police were able to access his data and found out where he was at that particular time when he was in Miami and there was a string of robberies, and they tied where he was with his phone, which is really stupid. You don't take your phone on a robbery. You take a burner phone. Pro tip for you criminals or your upcoming criminals out there, you buy a burner phone, you break the phone, you get done with it, and you ditch it. You don't take your own personal phone. Just a little pro tip there. Anyway.
You're such a pro.
I know. I'm a pro, man. I'm a pro. That's why they never caught me. No. I'm kidding. Anyway, the thing is, though, with this guy, because there was a string of burglaries, they were able to go through his data, and since he was a primary suspect, and they put together the pieces like a jigsaw puzzle. And they said, well, he was here and here and here at this particular time, and these houses were hit at these particular times, and they were able to nail him to the wall. However, in this instance, because even though it just got overturned, it's not going to help him any because they're going to use it as on good faith evidence. So they're still going to be using this. But for future usage, it's most likely, unless they get a warrant, they can't just access your data. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, you touched on something I wanted to say is, if there's anything Breaking Bad taught us, it's to use a throwaway phone when you're mm-hmm. running a criminal empire, especially Hello Kitty throwaway phones. In the Northeast where I live, there's these things called Easy Pass where you can prepay these like little electronic tags and you can go through the toll booths without paying. Well, you pay, but you don't pay with money.
Right.
And it just charges your checking account or your credit card or whatever. And as soon as they started gaining popularity, immediately they were being used in criminal investigations. People were like, well, where was this person at this time? What toll booths did they drive through? And people were like kind of upset about that. And here we see the cops doing the same exact thing. They're using tracking data from a device that people are using. Now, the court didn't rule that they can't use the tracking data. They just ruled that they can't use it without a warrant.
Right.
So I think from now on, the cops are just going to be careful and be like, all right, let's make sure we get a warrant before we go to the company and say, hey, give us that information. That way they can still use it.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to end the use of it. It's just going to end the use of them not needing a warrant.
That's exactly my point there, yeah. They just can't go, hey, buddy, can I just, you know, just get the information? Just, you know, just hand it over. We're the police. We don't need a warrant.
I'm surprised the phone company just gave it to them. Usually, I'm not. You know, usually a business like that is you know, they're like, well,
there's been actually
customer information. Do you have a warrant?
Yeah, well, in the movies, yeah, but in a lot of real life situations, all the police have to do, they have a special hookup line with the phone companies and say, hey, you know, we need this information, and they usually just happen. They say, oh, well, we have this information. We have the information. We'll just give it to you. Because there was a special relationship between the cops and the phone companies, because you know they feel like they're both doing each other a favor. So. This is not.
I didn't realize there was stuff like that going on.
Oh yeah, there's stuff. Oh yeah, that's stuff like that going on. Definitely. So yeah, don't don't kid yourself. They're not in cahoots, as it were, but I mean, they will get that information quite easily from them, and they don't have. There's hardly any paperwork, if any at all. Just say pretty much, hey, so and so, I need this on this guy here. So, anyway, kind of your thoughts.
Well, my research, I found that in the court case, they did not have a warrant for the info, but they obtained it via a court order that doesn't require probable cause, only reasonable grounds to believe that the information was relevant. Mm-hmm. And so they really just like sidestepped. They took a shortcut with this. And the other thing I'd have to say about people, who, you know, I don't know where the cops went for this. Did they actually call, like, for example, Verizon? Or did they go into a local Verizon store and say, hey, I need to look this up?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I'm not sure. But sometimes it's just, you know, they just call somebody up at Verizon, I guess.
Well, and again, I have to say, okay, well, the person that they're calling at Verizon, are they talking to the CEO? Or are they just talking to somebody whose previous job, you know, their job is, they might know all about Verizon and be able to sell Verizon.
Yeah.
But, you know, and customer service. Or are they just going to, you know, it's the police. You flash the badge, mm-hmm. basically, and people are going to give you what you want. I think there might be a certain amount of intimidation that they might not question it. So.
Oh, no, you got that right. It's just like, I'm a cop.
Yes.
I'm a badge. Give me the info or I'm going to bust you down to your socks.
Somebody in a comment section on one of these said, it is not illegal to collect just to use it without the consent of the person or without a warrant from the courts. It was just a comment in a comment section, mm-hmm. which kind of, I thought, oh, that's an interesting point. But the other thing I wondered about, you know, we've talked about some LoJack apps and devices. For example, if you thought you had a cheating spouse, mm-hmm. I wonder what this might mean for something like that if you tried to use information like that against somebody privately.
Even if it's your own phone, if it's within your own phone, I think that's legal because it's your own equipment. If you like hacked your own phone, I'm a little fuzzy on that myself, but I think you're allowed to do that to your own equipment. I believe because you could say, hey, this is my equipment. I bought it. I paid for it. I just rent your service. But there might be some wiretapping laws if the person decides, hey, you know, I didn't like being spied on, and you know, they're like, if you're in the middle of a divorce, I think in this case, if you were paying for the service, and like say the husband and wife were living in separate homes, but they were just in the middle of a divorce or something, he hijacked the phone at that point.
Right.
That would be the wiretapping laws. But if it's if you're like living together. And I don't think the wiretapping laws quite exist for that. I'm a little fuzzy on that. Maybe someone of our listeners out there can, you know, let us know.
That's actually what I was thinking of, was wiretapping. So
yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Any last thoughts on this?
No.
Okay, cool.
I think that you could probably provide yourself with an alibi if you take your cell phone mm-hmm. and give it to a trusted friend and have them, like, you know, go on a little road trip while you're off committing your crimes.
And you take theirs, and this way they get busted for it.
Well, no, you get a throwaway phone, like we were just saying, and you use that, like, you know, for practical phone use.
Oh, sure.
But then when you get your phone back, and somebody says, well, we think there's somebody on the surveillance camera that kind of matches your description, like, oh, that's bullshit. I was off at the casinos with my buddy, just looking at my phone tracking data. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, watch, he was actually somewhere else where he said he was, where you said you weren't supposed to be.
Well, when you get the phone back, where did you? That's why I said trusted friend.
Trusted friend.
Guess what? You're not getting my phone when I commit my next crime spree.
Just remember, a friend helps you move. A good friend helps you move a body. So,
right. And a really good friend will take both your phones while you're off hiding that body.
That's right. Speaking of the police and bodies, there's a new device out there. If you go out drinking and you decide, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to drive. I don't think I'm impaired. I should be okay. And, you know, you're driving along. You're doing a good job. You're not weaving. You're not bobbing. You're not huffing or whatever at the time because you've kept it within the limits. Or you thought so anyway. You've had, you know, a couple of whiskeys, a brandy maybe, and about 20 beers, and you think you're doing okay. But this new laser detection system that the police have coming up with, instead of, you know, after they have to pull you over and do the sobriety test, you know, spin, turn, Perrier, and, you know, and do the swan dance.
Minuet.
And the minuet, right.
Pirouette.
And the pirouette. That's the word I was looking for, the pirouette. And do a pirouette right there on the ground there. And, you know, of course, you see those guys, they pick up the cone, traffic cones, and they dance with the damn thing on, and they think they're being funny, but, you know, they are quite drunk. But anyway, there's a new device that the cops will be using. All they have to do is shoot a laser at your car, and it can detect the molecules of alcohol on your breath through your windshield in your own goddamn car. Now, there is one problem with this system here. It says the system is not perfect. Both driving with the windows open and with the AC on, we're able to throw the alcohol vapor detection system off completely. Now, in these cases, the system would alert the police officers that they should indicate that these cars should be pulled over and checked. So if you're driving with your AC on or your windows down and they shoot that laser at you and they can't get a reading, guess what? You're going to get pulled over, whether you've been drinking or not. Talk about a Fourth Amendment issue. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this story ties into the last story. I mean, it seems almost like an illegal search. But first, you know, I would like to also say that I'm kind of skeptical that this technology is real. But for the sake of this discussion, let's assume that it is.
Mm-hmm.
Courts have ruled that the cops can't use thermal vision cameras to try to detect marijuana grow lamps through the walls and sometimes even the roofs of houses from helicopters.
Really?
Because they said they would go fly up in a helicopter, they'd look at a whole neighborhood, they'd shine a thermal vision camera, and in the middle of the night, boom, one of the houses is glowing orange because it's filled with glow lamps.
Oh.
Well, the courts have said, like, hey, that's blanket search and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're collecting information without a court order and a specific address, da, da, da.
Right.
And so they said no to that. Well, here the cops, they have to set up a mirror on the road. If this technology is real, they have to set up a mirror somewhere on the road and shine a laser to the mirror. And then as cars drive through the laser beam, it supposedly detects the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And they're randomly searching people.
Yes. It's a random search without your consent.
Exactly. Exactly. And I don't know. I mean, it could be argued it's similar to a radar gun. But, I mean, a radar gun, it's...
No, I understand where you're going with that, because the radar gun, because you're out in public, and is bouncing off you, but I think because you're within the confines of your own car, it's like being in the confines of your own house. I mean, there has to be some expectation of minimal privacy. I mean, I'm not expecting great expectations of privacy. I mean, people put these tinted windows on their cars so they have, you know, more privacy on their vehicles, but, you know, there should be some limit to where the cops be able to scan the cars. What are we going to put up next? Big X-ray units, so we drive through to see what's in them. Like, you ever seen, like, the original with Arnold Schwarzenegger goes to Mars?
Total Recall.
Total Recall, right. The Total Recall. The original Total Recall, everybody walks through and they get a scan, and if you have an illegal weapon or something, it goes off and you just see a skeleton. Are we going to be coming up to that next?
In that instance, it was an airport scanner. We all go through airport scanners anyway. So.
Right. Right. No, I understand that. But I'm just saying.
It wasn't like Schwarzenegger was walking down the street and you know, he didn't know he was going through a scanner. It was an airport.
Right. Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, is that with this system here in place, is this going to be the next thing they're going to do? If they're going to set up checkpoints, or they're going to be able to scan the cars as they're going through?
Right.
That's my whole point there. So.
Yeah, I think it seems kind of invasive. I mean, with speeding, the radar guns kind of confirm visual.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you see a car going down the road and you know that it's 30 miles an hour through there, and you sit there and stare at cars driving down the road all day long, you could tell which ones are speeding and which ones aren't.
There's
a
new law, last year anyway, though it's not quite that new, but in Ohio, I think it's Ohio, they don't even need to radar check you. They just say, yeah, that guy looks like he's speeding. We're going to pull him over, give him a ticket.
Oh, that's bullshit. You need a supporting deposition.
Yeah,
and
but
gun provides that.
Yeah,
without that scientific proof, then you're just using the subjective observation of a cop. And that's
right, I know, but that's what I'm saying, is that's what they changed the law to. Is so the cop just goes, yeah, he looks like he was speeding. I'm just going to give him a ticket. I don't need to have proof. So
that sounds like a cash register for the state of Ohio.
Yeah, it's either Ohio or Indiana. It was one of those two. I don't remember exactly which one, but it was one of those two.
Yeah, that'll get fought in court.
Yeah, I hope so. I don't. As far as I know, it's still in effect. But like I said, it was like I think it was like last year or so. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why people roll down their windows, especially at night. I know that on long trips, my husband, for example, he'll roll down the windows. To wake yourself up. I do that too. You know, you get that blast of cool air. So I can just, yeah. No, I wouldn't want to be pulled over just because somebody thought I was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's, no. And I'm so tired of the way that the police are being made to become the nannies.
Right.
Everybody. It makes for really bad relations between, you know, the police and us. I think we're attracting entirely god-awful, well, how can I say it? An entirely god-awful crew of mm-hmm. police officers, too. I don't know what their motives are to be police officers, but instead, I don't know. Both this story and the previous story, to me, it's like they're looking not to solve crime, but they're looking for a purpose mm-hmm. and something to do, something to justify.
cash.
Yeah, I don't get it. And I don't like the way I feel about the police these days because I grew up respecting them quite a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can't imagine it'd be a really easy job.
Oh, no.
And not many people are happy to see a police officer. But we're just making
especially the criminals. They're really unhappy to see those police officers.
And it's revenue. And it's a revenue. It's
yeah.
Most of what they do winds up being revenue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a couple of years ago, the cops actually came out and admitted, you know, they always used to deny that, oh, well, we don't have a quota. But a couple of years ago, like I just said, they did finally come out and say, yeah, we have a quota. We have to have the cops out there. We have to bust so many people in a month. Otherwise, if we don't get a quota, we get knocked down to our socks, basically. So,
yeah.
There are quotas out there.
I also think Connie's admitting that she has something to hide.
Yes. What are you hiding, Connie? No. When you said you drive around with the windows down, because you're tired or whatever. Being the type of job I do, I drive around with the windows down all fucking year long in the summertime and in the wintertime. So
yeah, it works.
Yeah. Well, my dad
used to drive from Virginia to New York when he was in the Navy. Mm-hmm. He would drive from Annapolis all the way up here, and he said that it was a long drive, and it was often in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
They only had so much time for leave, and he said, you know, didn't matter what time of year it was, he would roll the windows down and just drive like that to keep him awake.
Well, I don't use it to keep awake. I just like the fresh air because the hot air in there. No, I'm serious. Because that hot air in there gets just so overwhelming, it just dries out. You just can't breathe it anymore. So
I live in fucking Wisconsin.
The air is clear here. We don't have to cut
how hot he is.
Yes, I'm just so hot.
There's
so
six
hot.
Feet of snow outside on the ground, and there's 18 inches of snow inside your vehicle, and you're just like driving down the road. Like I love the fresh air.
I love the fresh air. Bring on the snow. No, I actually hate the snow. It's just I got to roll the window down. Anyone have any last thoughts on this before we move on?
Real quick, I actually thought of something else. They also have those license plate scanners that they mm-hmm. put on the sides of police cars now.
Yep.
And here in New York, they were using them for a little while, first as a trial, and then they started expanding the use of them. And a friend of mine was actually pulled over because his wife had a restraining order against another man. And the cop pulled them over because he wanted to make sure that she wasn't riding around in the car with the person she had a restraining order on.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? And like most people I tell that story to, there's like, oh, well, that's good. They were making sure that she was being safe. And it's like, no. They were being pulled over and questioned by the police based on a license plate scan and mm-hmm. her criminal and her legal history.
Right.
The fact that she had a restraining order on a male.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a car with a male. They wanted to make sure it wasn't him. Like that's police involvement without asking for it or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she was in a danger or anything. You know, she was with her husband.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, I understand that. Yeah. No, that I think that's pretty evasive myself. I mean,
right. And so actually the New York Civil Liberties Union actually, I'm not sure what the legal status is now for these things,
mm-hmm.
but for a while, the cops weren't allowed to use them. And they were driving around cars that you know, they would be there, but they weren't allowed to use them.
Right.
And I haven't seen them in a while, to be honest. I don't know what the current legal standing is with those things, but they're being fought in court.
They use them on TV. They use them on person of interest.
Right. I actually saw cameras like those on a parking enforcement car recently.
Oh yeah. I can understand.
That's probably tied into the parking meter, and they judge the space and all that.
Yeah, so. You know, in that instance, if your car is parked, and this is a guy's, he's got to check a gazillion cars in a day before the end of his shift. You know, I could understand that I would have personally, I would have no objection to,
right?
Because your car is there, it's parked, whatever. And, you know, you got to have it there. So, and the guy's got a job to do. That's no different than checking the parking meters to see if you've put time in the meter.
Now, speaking of parked cars, even though I said this was going to be quick, my sister lives in Connecticut, and the cops over there got those license plate scanners,
mm-hmm.
and they started driving up and down residential streets, scanning people's license plates in their driveways.
Wow.
And issuing tickets to people in their driveways if they had expired inspection or registration.
Oh, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
If you're driving around
with people's cars in their driveways giving them tickets.
No, I'm sorry. There's good reasons why people let those things expire. Hey, I'm selling the car. I don't drive it anymore. It's broken. I'm not going to renew it. Why are you? No, I'm sorry.
Then you should have turned in the plates.
No. That's way overboard.
Here in New York, we're not allowed to have cars without plates in our yards.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. You're not.
If we take it off the road, mm-hmm. if we turn in the plates, which we have to do,
mm-hmm.
if we don't insure it, then we have to get rid of the car. We're not allowed to have a car.
Really?
Without? Yeah, we're just not allowed to have it.
Really?
Because they're afraid we're going to drive it around without insurance. And it's like, you freaking know everything about us now because of computers. You know if it's insured. You know if it's not insured. The cops have freaking cameras on their cars that can tell you everything about us.
Right.
And we can't have a dead car in our yard because,
well, they don't
I'm going to keep it until next summer and then put it on the road. No, you're not allowed to have it.
No, you know, they just don't want you to put up that tire swing with the engine block on it and the tall grass and beware of dog sign.
I know. I mean, the derelict car ties the yard together in between the washing machine
Absolutely.
And the rusty refrigerator with the door still on it, where the neighborhood kids keep playing hide and seek. You know, it's just
wildlife
comes together,
habitat,
and,
you
and I don't know why I can't have the car
it,
there.
What was that, Connie?
I said it's wildlife habitat. If you let enough grass grow into the stuff, too, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my god
that reminds me of a song. It's called I Fought the Lawn and the Lawn Won, and he goes, hey, and right at the end he's like, hey, I've got a new brand new washer, hey, a brand new, hey, look at there, there's a bumper and another bumper, how about that? So
oh none of the stuff in my yard is brand new.
Okay.
I'm kidding, there's nothing in my yard. I just want to be clear, there's nothing in my
there's
yard.
There's nothing in the yard. You want to look?
And all the vehicles are insured.
Oh, dandy. All right, well, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
Well, I'm not the brightest crayon in the box.
This lady, she moved in with her aunt, and she's like 19, 20 years old, and she's 19 years old. Her name is Marissa Williams, and she's living with her aunt, and she was on Facebook and meeting friends up and everything, and asking, hey, you want to come over to my house, to my aunt's house? And she's like letting all these strange people. She just met on Facebook and said, hey, come on over. And the aunt said, hey, you know, you can't be doing this. And subsequently, she blocked her on Facebook because she could see what she was doing. So the aunt thought, you know what? I'll just play a little trick on her. I'll just make up a fake account and unfriend her again. She won't know it's me. And this way I can keep track of her. And she made friends with her. And she starts talking with her. And then you find out the most things about people you sometimes don't really want to do or know, for that matter. She offered this person that she met online, which was her aunt, which she didn't know. She says, hey, I tell you what, if you pay my $50 cell phone bill, I'll let you come over and have sex with me. Well, you know, got to pay the phone bill somehow, but that's not the good way to do it. But that's not the best part about this. Later on, as the conversations continue, ranting and raving about her, how her aunt is just pissing her off and doing this, that, and the other thing. And she said, you know what? I think you should kill my aunt. I want you to pretend like you're going to kidnap me, and you can shoot my aunt on the way out, and you can shoot their dog, too. You know, poor Fluffy. You know. Why does everybody go after going after the family, I understand, but why the family dog? Come on, we're the humanity there. No, the... But she kept, like I said, she kept inviting strangers over, and then she says, hey, come kill my family. Who in their right mind would do this? But because of this, she is behind bars where she belongs. Joe, your thoughts?
She wants her family killed?
She wanted her family killed.
How many family members?
Her aunt and several other people that were in the house, I believe.
They all live in one place?
Uh-huh.
All right. She had money? She's on Facebook, right?
She's on Facebook. She was on Facebook.
What was her name again?
Marissa Williams. She's 19.
All right. I'm looking.
You're looking her up right now.
I'm going to send her a private message. If she doesn't have money, though, she's fucked. Connie, your thoughts?
She already said she'd give sex for stuff.
Right.
You have to pay her.
Joe, seriously, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, she's a 19-year-old kid. She's an idiot. I wonder if the aunt was asking her leading questions, you know, because they obviously didn't like each other.
Mm.
And if she didn't have enough money to pay her cell phone bill, she was willing to sleep with strangers to pay her cell phone bill, then how would she have enough money to pay for hitmen?
Well, she didn't necessarily say she was going to pay the hitman. I imagine she's like, you know what, I tell you what, you kill these people, I'll let you screw me until the end of time.
I mean, she probably has, like, mental problems. If I was the aunt, instead of just playing these games, I would have just kicked her out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's having strangers come over and shit. Mm-hmm. She's an adult now. Fuck it. Just listen, you got to go and do your own thing now. Goodbye.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I understand that mentality. But if she hadn't, imagine, you know, what she would have done. You know, maybe she would have contacted somebody else, actually. So, but she did wait. The aunt waited a few days before she actually contacted the police. I wouldn't have waited.
Well, it is scary if you're living with somebody and you don't like them and you're engaged in this, like, covert conversation with them and you find out what they really think is that they want strangers to come to the house and kill you. I mean, that's definitely scary. I mean,
oh yeah,
I would have kicked her ass to the curb right away.
Yeah.
Get your shit, get out of here, you're gone, you're done, gone.
Right, exactly. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, I don't, what gets me in all of the articles I read about this, we don't hear anything about this gal's, Marissa's parents. I don't know what relation the aunt is to the, you know, the mother or the father of this 19-year-old, but yeah, the 19-year-old obviously just doesn't want to be told what to do, and she felt you know smothered and strangled. She didn't know, she was bored, and
you see a lot of that whisper. I'm so bored.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, she's 19 years old. I don't think 19 years old is extremely mature, even you know, with a good kid, really. You know, there's still so much more out there, but yeah, no, the aunt should just said, fine, you know, go. But I don't know. Weird thing to think of doing.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
There's a lot of holes in the story because, again, we don't know why she wound up at the aunt's house, what had happened with her family, what kind of contact she had, whether she was raised by a great-grandmother who died. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, no, there are some holes that we may not ever know, but just the fact is that she was inviting strangers over. I mean, that would be enough for me. Just like, hey, you know, you gotta stop doing this, or you know, things are gonna, shit's gonna hit the fan here pretty soon.
I guess the moral of the story is the person who got schooled was the person who didn't think that they needed to be taught anything. I'm sure that the aunt is a lot wiser today.
Yes. Oh yeah, absolutely. Moral of the story, don't let a 19-year-old in your house, and if she's inviting friends over on Facebook and offering sex for the cell phone bill. So.
And you don't shoot the dog. You kick the dog. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, you just kick the dog. Don't shoot the dog.
Poor dog.
Yeah, I hate hearing about cops shooting dogs. That's just
awful. No, this is this girl told the kidnapper, or the kidnapper, that she wanted them to shoot the dog. And the family on the way out.
Wait, she wanted the dog killed?
Yeah.
Yes, also.
Oh. The aunt needs to call the cops right away and set her up to get arrested.
She's already arrested. That's exactly what happens. Yes.
All right, good.
Yeah, you don't, hey, threaten me. You don't threaten my dog.
Right. The whole family is one thing, but the dog?
Fuck, we'll just make more people. The dog. Uh-uh. That was a friend for life now. Come on now.
We even regret Old Yeller, but we all know he had rabies. So.
Right. Oh, you gave it away. Now no one is ever going to watch it
again.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Spoilers.
You're supposed to say spoilers first. I got schooled by Karn last week. He said, you're supposed to say spoilers first.
Dang it. I know that. I love Doctor Who, and I know that. I'm sorry, everybody. Old Yeller was happy. They just let him go to a farm in the country somewhere. Wait, they already lived in the country.
Right, they lived in the country. It was a sad, sad movie. Speaking of things that are movies and seem like movie, or actually, let's speak of things that are around 18 and 19-year-olds. This girl, she's up in Fairbanks, Alaska. She had never been there before, and she was out on a hike with some kind of group that she was out there with. And she's out walking around, and she decides, you know what? I think this is a good time in unfamiliar territory to pick up my cell phone and start calling Mom. So as she's walking around and she tells her mother, hey, I'm not familiar with all this territory. It looks a little different. You know, there's like wild moose everywhere, I guess. Whatever you find in Alaska, snow, ice, and, you know, beaver ponds, I guess. I don't know. It's real pretty up there. I don't know. What the hell is in Alaska besides snow and oil, you know, and earthquakes? She was up in Fairbanks anyway. She's on the phone talking to her mom, and she's apparently not paying attention, and she falls 30 feet down a cliff. Could you just imagine that conversation? Yeah, Mom, talking about going down to the campsite, and next thing you hear is, ah! You don't hear, and then there's no sound. She said there. She stayed on the phone until she got back to the phone, which she was very fortunate. She didn't fucking land on it and break it at all, you know. Cell phones are getting more and more, I wouldn't say indestructible, but they're getting more used to us being idiots and crashing them into shit. But luckily, pick up that phone and say, Mom, I fell down the hole. I fell down off the cliff. And in a couple, at about an hour, 20 minutes, something like that. I don't know. It's
they got there in
15 minutes. I was close. 15 minutes. They had an Alaska State Trooper on the phone out there, and they found her within 15 minutes. Now, that's not the most interesting part of the story, actually, because she goes, you know, you're talking to your child the last time, and it was a miracle, you know, like they found her because it was a miracle. No, it's fucking technology that saved that girl, not your fucking God, because if that technology had not been there, she had either one or two things would have happened. She wouldn't watch it where the fuck she was going. Because you've seen those videos of people picking up their phones and they're talking and they're walking into fucking fountains in the fucking mall. So, but if she had not been on the phone, she might have not have fallen down the cliff. But even if she had fallen and she didn't have that phone, she probably would have died of exposure or just, you know, broken a leg or whatever, you know, and that's just easy enough to do, just falling off a curb sometimes. You know, it's the technology was what saved her, not fucking God. So don't, it was a miracle. So fake your fucking miracle and shove it up your ass. I had to get that out of my system. Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, when I saw the headline for the story, I thought, whoa, you guys are dark with the stories this week. Because I thought the young woman that had fallen, I thought she fell and died.
Yeah, no.
but then I...
That's how we
run. I'm like, I'm like, this is awful. I'm like, oh, wait, no, she lived.
Yep. No, the cell phone battery died. There was a tragedy. The cell phone battery did
I
die.
What's going on the headline? I don't actually fucking read these stories.
Well, we can't blame him because, you know, actually a Darwin Award is something given posthumously to somebody who didn't replicated themselves yet. So. Right. Children.
Now, I do a lot of hiking, and I'm kind of envious that she was up in Denali, because that's the tallest mountain in North America, and she was out hiking up there, and that's really cool. Like, that's hardcore shit. She should have known better. I mean, yeah, she's young. She's only 18. Yeah. She should have known better than walk out on some slippery cliffs. I mean, you really got to look at what you're going to walk on before you walk on it.
Right.
I mean, you know, that being said, yes, I've fallen off things many times. But...
I do that in my house. I don't even have the cell phone. I'm like, oh, fuck, you know.
But I completely agree with what you just said, Packard. I think that, you know, she was on the phone because she was scared. She was looking for support. And I don't know if that contributed to her falling. She was in a dangerous place anyway.
Right.
But she fell. And because she was on the phone with her mom and her mom knew she was in trouble, the police were able to be notified.
Right.
And I'm really surprised that they were able to find her in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But it is a popular park. It is a very popular place for people from all around the world to go hiking. So it's one of the big seven mountains. Like each continent, there's seven continents. Each continent has the tallest mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Denali is North America's tallest mountain. And so people from all over go there to hike. And so when they got the call that somebody had fallen and, you know, it was like, she was going looking for waterfalls.
Yeah.
So they were probably like, oh, those water. Yeah.
Yeah, we know where to look. Yeah, that's
no problem.
Yeah,
we can get hot pizza over there quicker than we can get the cops over there, actually.
You want a pizza with that order? We'll get there before the cops will. Yeah. We'll just throw extra cheese and a little sausage pepperoni. We'll just throw it down the 30-foot cliff. You can just throw the money back up at us, you know. No, they're probably, I was going to say, you said it was a popular park. They probably, yeah, got another stupid tourist to fall off the graph there. Yeah, bring the ropes and everything. We got another idiot, you know.
It's a very popular place to hike. I like to go up to New Hampshire to Mount Washington to go hiking. And that's also a super popular, and it's kind of dangerous up there.
Yeah.
And they have signs all over the place. It's New Hampshire state law that if you require search and rescue,
mm-hmm.
that they bill you. You have to pay for it. The state of New Hampshire does not pay for that shit. You pay for it.
Right.
And so one time I was up there hiking. It was actually the first time I ever went up there. And I'm coming over this boulder, and it was pretty steep. It was pretty, you know, and there was like water running on it. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, that looks kind of slippery, but I was kind of tired. I was fatigued. I was like, ah, fuck it. I'll just walk across it anyway. I hit my ass. I slid down the front of this thing. And the only thing that went through my mind was, God, if you exist, you better kill me because I'm not paying $10,000 for a helicopter rescue.
You don't want the helicopter ride, Joe?
I would love a helicopter ride. I just don't want the bill afterwards.
This is where you get the fake name and the cell phone and a burner cell phone.
It's right,
you call me on this cell phone, and this is my.
I'm sliding to my peril. I'm like, please be quick and painless. Please be death, death. But fortunately, I did not suffer any injury. I just fell on my ass and slid down some wet rocks.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, not good that you fell, but just good that you didn't hurt yourself more.
Yeah, I hiked out of there.
Yeah, no.
That's why we're having this conversation.
That's right.
But how do I know? I could be a brain in a jar.
You could be a brain. Referring to Cy Ten and Matt Dillahunty. Yeah, total change of subject. Well, you know what? I'll tell you. Let's save that for later. Connie, your thoughts.
Okay, real quick. I've sourcing different articles. The mother this girl was claiming that she asked her daughter, said, look, should you really be talking to me on your phone? Shouldn't you use your hands-free device?
Mm-hmm.
And before this event happened, she says that her daughter had actually started using the hands-free, but she was near the edge of this cliff, and she slipped. It wasn't necessarily a fall, but she was slipping, and she went down, and she managed to get purchase. You know, she was able to hang on,
mm-hmm.
and she was on the phone with her mom. Well, meanwhile, her father called her employer. Now, her employer, the reason she's up in Alaska is she's working with, I guess it's Princess Cruise Lines, because the Denali Princess Wilderness Lodge. So it's like a lodge connected with one of those cruises that take people up to Alaska. And, and the other interesting thing is Nat Geo has a show called Alaskan State Troopers. These are the people who came and rescued her.
Maybe she'll be on the next show.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said maybe she'll be on the next show.
That's what they were saying. It might air next fall.
Oh,
this
nice.
Whole event might air next fall on Net
Geo.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah. And Okay, back to the whole point of it being a miracle.
Uh-huh.
On my other source, the mother and daughter prayed that mother prayed that angels would hold her teen daughter against the wall of the mountain until help could arrive.
Oh my God!
So what you're saying is the angels fucked up.
they were holding her up there until the troopers could get there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
no, they didn't hold her up. She fell.
She slid.
She slid.
Then she stopped. She's on a ledge. If you see the, I will make sure that I get this link. I think it's in, I thought it was in the Dropbox, but it actually has pictures of the rescue and everything. And of,
oh, cool.
And of the cliff and of the slide and of her standing on this little teeny weeny, you know, not even a ledge, just like,
okay.
You know, very. So, well, yes.
All right, there'll be links at packardpokes@wordpress.com
right.
With the photos so you can actually take a look at them.
So, people, stop talking on phones and not paying attention.
Right.
The other criticism I saw in the comment section below the link that I'll provide is that all of the selfies she took of herself.
Oh my God,
here's a picture of me. Here's a picture of me falling. Ah!
Look at me. Yeah, so.
That's the new trend amongst the teenagers, the traumatic injury selfie.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a new thing. You know, there was planking.
I broke my back! Click.
Yeah, first it was planking, now it's plunking.
So you said she has a side to herself.
Plunking. Well, you forget the funeral selfie. There was the funeral selfie trend that was going,
really?
So now they'll be plunking, like,
yeah. falling
to your peril and click.
Right. I got to read this from the chat room. Torvian in the chat room says, "Why didn't they just pray for the angels to turn off gravity? You know, turn off the gravity bond, please. Turn off the gravity so our daughter can float back up to the side of the mountain." You can do that, can't you, God? Come on, no.
Oh, my gosh. The angels could have lifted her up, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could have just grabbed her. Yeah, why did they wait for the rescue team? They could have done it themselves.
They were feeling her up, I think.
They weren't holding her up there, feeling her up.
Oh, no. God wants me to just press you up against you here, against this rock.
You hold you against the rock and just take advantage of you. Is that your
sword?
Is that a sword in your pocket? Are you just holding me against the wall?
She prayed for the angels to hold her up, and she fell, which means the angels are probably playing on their cell phones.
Right.
Watch this.
They were like, you know, some woman wants us to save her daughter, but she's hiking on slippery rocks. You know, fuck this girl, whatever.
The angels are busy showing each other videos on YouTube. Hey, did you see this one? It's got my good side. It's my selfie.
Yo, after she falls and takes a selfie, let's retweet it.
Right. Anyway, speaking of selfies and we're thinking of ourselves here, we got some special words for you to listen to. And if you would like to donate to the show, you can go to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/packardpokes. You can donate on a weekly or a dollar or whatever to the show to help keep the show running. And we could greatly use your support. If you cannot donate or don't have the money, please go to iTunes and hit the 5-star and write a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, which we are on also, and tell everybody about us. Don't keep us a secret. Tell everybody. Tell the people you know. Tell the people you don't know. Put it on your car. In fact, you can go to cafepress.com and buy a big sticker that says Packard Pokes at. Stick it on your car, and then this way everybody will start asking you, who the fuck is Packard Pokes at? So,
I got one of the stickers on my car. My car has no tires and it's sitting on blocks in my yard.
That's right. It's perfect advertisement.
Yeah.
Your lawn ornament?
It's a lawn ornament at this point.
Right. I got another Packard Pokes at magnet because they sell magnets at Cafe Press.
Yes,
it's
they
on
do.
The rusty fridge next to the car.
There you go. Anyway, we'll be back right after this announcement to ruin the rest of the show for you.
You should contact us by email at ppapodcast or PackardPokesAt@gmail.com and follow the show on Twitter as @PackardPokesAt and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/PackardPokesAt or just type PackardPokesAt into the Facebook search bar. Call our Google Voice at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727 and leave a short message and we will play it on the show. Join in the show live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. Download and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Mixler Radio, and watch the show on YouTube. Visit our show page at PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com for links to the stories and purchase merchandise from CafePress.com/PackardPokesAt to support the show. For everyone that rates us, you are awesome sauce.
And thank you, Joe. You do such a good job with that. I don't know how you hit your mark on that every time.
It's pre-recorded.
Is it pre-recorded? No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I practice a lot.
I didn't believe the pre-recording thing. That was just too far-fetched for me.
You shouldn't believe that, because that's bullshit.
I had faith, Joe. You were doing it live every time.
Yeah, well, it's called faith because it's not knowledge. Thank you, Christopher. And now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Right.
G.I. Joe.
I was waiting for somebody to say G.I. Joe. Oh, anyway, then we'll get on to our next topic for this evening. In Italy, there's this guy. He went and had some surgery done on him. Actually, he went to have, well, to be as delicate or as indelicate as I possibly can, he basically went and had his pecker blown up. He got an injection so he could have an erection. Is it injection, erection? Whatever. It's the same thing.
A love injection?
It's a love injection. It's a love erection. No. But the doctor screwed up, and he had an erection for 36 hours. Just wrap your mind around that for just a couple minutes. 36 hours. I can't think of anything I like doing for 36 hours. I enjoy a good intimate time, but 36 hours? No. After the 4 hours, the doctors say, hey, come see us because you're going to be fucked up. But this guy waited several days and said, you know what? He waited 36 hours. My God. Don't just go into the doctor. You have an erection for 5 hours. Go to the doctor, man. The thing's not a Tinker Toy. It's not a Lincoln Log. You can't just replace it. You can't just fucking go to the dick store and buy a new dick. I mean, yeah, you can buy... you can buy things that look like dicks, but they're not going to work the same. You just can't snap it on. That's not a snap-on down there. You have to go and have surgery and have this taken care of. You know what was the most surprising part of this story was that erectile dysfunction over in Italy affects more than 3 million men over there under the age of 40. Guys, if you're under 40 and you can't get it up, You got to lay off the spicy sausage. That's what I'm just saying. You know, I maybe it's a little too much vino. I'm not sure what you're doing over there, but if you can't get it up, send your women over here. We'll take care of them. Joe, your thoughts.
Detachable penis.
I want to rewind real quick. You said, actually, you know what? I just forgot what you said, so fuck it. Okay, now this guy had a painful erection that lasted 36 hours, but what this article fails to mention is that for the first 35 hours of his ordeal, he was making mad nookie. He was a motherfucking nookie machine.
At 36 hours.
He's got his missile.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, yeah. I mean, the article says that the skin on the sides of his penis tore. It didn't tear because of the erection. It tore because of the nookie.
Uh-huh. You know, I we were talking about this in the meeting. I said 36 hours too long. 35 hours, I could do 35 hours. But 36, just that's just 1 hour too long, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's like 59 minutes too long.
That's right.
And that's I mean, you know, that's anecdotal evidence. I mean, I'm speaking from experience.
See, this is why all those people in the Bible had to have multiple wives, because they found some kind of weed that they would eat, and then they had, you know, they had to bang all the wives to make sure that they, you know, could get it to go down.
Holy Spirit Viagra.
There's right. the Holy Spirit Viagra. You know, get it at your local burning bush today. You know, of course, if you're having sex for that long, you're going to have a burning bush. Did you have any last thoughts on that, Joe?
I'm sorry. I'm on Pornhub now.
Enjoy the porn. Connie, your thoughts?
Okay, it's worse than what both of you guys have said, because the article says specifically, I read it a couple times, so I'm like, wait, what does that say? For nearly a month, he endured erections, plural, that lasted for up to 36 hours. So this isn't just a one-time thing. According to this article, every time he did, he would last for like 36 hours. This went on for a month.
A month. Yeah.
he was a month-long bender.
Yeah, that's like, oh my God. It's like,
he was like mainlining the erectile dysfunction drug.
Wow.
I know. I don't even know if they have to do it multiple times, or is it just like one time? And I
wonder if it's just something that was in his system and it's like, okay, it's limp now, but as soon as I see a woman, I get an erection and I just won't go away now. It's like it's like a roommate that just won't leave when you want to get laid.
I can't help it. He says, I can't help it. I live on a nude beach. You know?
Hey, he's sporting some wood. And he's still doing it. Whoa, what the hell is he taking?
Of course, we're all assuming he's not a Catholic priest, okay?
Crystal the Generous says, please seek medical help if your bush is burning.
Yes. And in the past, when we've talked about erectile dysfunction drugs, Crystal has advised us that these long, persistent erections, they can actually damage the penis to make it not functional anymore.
Absolutely,
so
that's right.
If you do experience an erection lasting 4 hours, seek medical attention immediately. They give you a shot. It goes down. You save your wang.
Right.
Otherwise, you will have a detachable penis.
Right.
It's about save the whales, save the wang.
Save the wang.
We need,
whales.
Rubber bracelets that say, I love wangs.
Wait a minute. I'm going to write that one down.
Show title. I love the wang.
Fuck the whales, save the wang.
I'm all about the wang.
That's right. Actually, that's called priapism. So, I know a few things too. Despite this sexy exterior, which is, you know, I don't know. It is called priapism.
I have no idea what that word means. It sounds Latin.
I just know what it means. I don't know where it came from, but I just know what it means. So,
I understand what wang means. Right. That's slang. And I speak fluent slang.
Crystal,
you're a slanguist?
Yes. Crystal said that she says wang chung tonight and tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That's 36 hours.
36 hours. Mr. President Erection. She's a persistent erection. No, I say it's President Erection. Never mind. Anyway.
You gotta lay off the sauce, Packard.
I gotta lay off the sauce before doing the show. Speaking of sauce, there's the guy. He's come up with a new sauce for his chicken wings. You know, sauce is good on all kinds of things. You know, you can put them on wings and legs and all kinds of things. You know, whatever meat that you like. But this particular sauce, it is so fucking hot. I mean, it is. There's a scale that measures like the jalapeno. It's called the Scoville scale. Scoville. Thank you.
Scoville
scale. Yeah. It's Scoville.
It's how hot things are.
Right, and it, just to give you a baseline, the jalapeno pepper scores between 2,500 and 5,000, and common pepper spray is 200,000. Okay, just give you an idea of what the common things are between these two. Now this dish that he's making up with the sauce, it scores at a whopping 1 million. Okay,
169.
Right. One. Thank you. 1,569,300 on the Scoville sauce. Way the fuck over. You know, it's under pepper spray, but I mean, it's not by much. Now the thing is here, he is offering people money if they can eat this chicken in under 15 minutes. He said that one guy had eaten it, started eating it, and his face paralyzed. So I wouldn't suggest this any way of using this as a way to, you know, keep an erection strong. Going back to the last story. But there's a quote here. It says, the body gets a massive rush, which can paralyze their face up to 30 minutes and give them body shakes. That's called a fucking heart attack, man. The last guy who tried it was sweating all over. He was slapping his face and trying to feel anything, but it was paralyzed. It was the adrenaline, and the body is trying to sort itself out. Don't fucking eat shit that's a fucking million degrees hot and pepper. I mean, the thing is, there's a picture of this guy putting the sauce on, and he's wearing a fucking gas mask. If you have to wear a gas mask to cook your food, there's the problem. There's your problem. To quote Adam from the Mythbusters, well, there's your problem. So, Joe, your thoughts?
This sounds so good. I want two orders and a third one to go. I mean, do they mail order from England? Tell me they do. Fuck, lie to me. Tell me they do anyway.
Yes, Joe, they'll mail it to you.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, the Scoville scale is nothing to laugh at. I mean, there's the article talked about how a jalapeno is like, a typical jalapeno is like 2,500 to 5,000 Scoville, and pepper spray is 2 million Scoville.
Right.
And this guy's hot wing sauce was like 1.5 million Scoville.
Right.
And, you know, that's crazy. That's insane.
Killbees in the chat room said I would be afraid to poop after that. Fuck, I would too. I would too. I mean, I'd be like, holy shit, somebody better strap me to the goddamn toilet. I am going to either burn a hole through the toilet, or I'm going to eject myself through the roof. So.
Yeah. That just sounds delicious. I don't care. I really don't care. I love hot shit. I mean,
oh, not me.
There was a flea market near where I live, and there's always hot sauce vendors that come, mm-hmm. and they sell like all these fancy hot sauces with different labels on them. And like, you know, I used to go with a friend of mine, and we'd be like, "Oh, look at this hot sauce! Look at this hot sauce! It's got a funny label on it. Yeah, let's get this one. This one's great." And we'd go home and we'd like pour it on crackers and we'd start tasting it. Like, "Oh, this one's not so bad. This one's delicious, actually." Mm-hmm. Oh my fucking god! Milk on our tongues and shit. Like,
we got some hot sauce out here, Joe. I'll get you hooked up. I know some places that can some hot sauce out here that can get you hooked.
He's
up.
He's got a yep. dealer.
I got my hot sauce dealer.
This one hot sauce dealer we were talking to, she said she was like, "I've got the hottest thing you'll ever taste." And we're like, "What is it?" And she pulled out. She had these little clear glass vials,
uh-huh.
with no labels on them, and in them contained the oil extract from the supposedly hottest pepper in the world. I forget the name of it. I think the article mentions the hottest pepper in the world. And she said, "With this stuff,
Carolina Reaper."
Yeah, the Reaper pepper. Yeah.
Oh my God, Reaper pepper.
Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
She said, "With this stuff, you dip a toothpick in it, and you stir the toothpick around in your chili, and that's it. That's all you need. You don't dump it. You don't drip it. You don't do none of that. You just dip a toothpick in and stir around your chili and let your chili cook all day. And at the end of the day, oh my God."
Damn. Does the toothpick start on fire at shortly thereafter after you pull it out?
Yeah. The toothpick dissolves into the chili. There's a little piece in your fingers.
Well, if the toothpick dissolves in the chili, at least you're getting your fiber.
Yeah. And those little vials that she was selling, they were mad expensive. They were like $15. And she's like, this vial will last you like pretty much your life. Because unless you make this
that's
kind
not
of
a
chili
good business
all the time.
Offer. That's not a good business deal. There, you don't say, hey, I'm going to give you a bottle of sauce for $15, but it's going to last you the rest of your life. You know, that's a bad business investment.
There was a hot sauce store in the local mall when I was younger, and that's when I first heard of the Scoville scale. They had it on the wall and everything, and they sold, like, the hottest of hot sauces there, and they made you sign, like, a waiver or something that said that you weren't going to use it maliciously to hurt people because you really could hurt people with it. And
really?
So, yeah, they were like, we're not responsible for what you do with our bottle of hot sauce because it's so hot that you can actually injure someone.
Wow. You don't need to sign a waiver for a gun anymore. You just need, okay, whatever. But hot sauce, oh, yeah, that's dangerous. You know?
Hot sauce is not mentioned in the Constitution, so.
You're right, so.
Right, but regulating guns is, and we can't have regulation of guns.
Right.
God damn it.
I am going to go and start filling, I'm going to get squirt guns, and I'm going to start filling with hot sauce. So this is, instead of, you know, the burglar or whatever, he's going to instead attack me, I'm going to shoot him right in the face with hot sauce, and he won't die, but he'll be blinded for life!
You're a dick.
Hey, he broke into my house! So... Torvi in the chat room says, can I take my jar of hot sauce to the elementary school? Might make their food edible.
At my school, the guy that worked the lunch counter used to call the hamburgers hockey pucks.
Oh, yeah.
And he was also a janitor and a school bus driver, so we saw him all over the place. Yeah. Like, wait, you make food?
You make food and drive a bus? We thought you lived on the bus.
Like, you're supposed to come in here and throw sawdust on the floor when one of us throws up.
Right. Well, what do you think goes in the chili?
Like, you can't have both jobs. You can't clean up vomit and make the food.
Oh, that's just so wrong. Connie, your thoughts.
When I first looked at the picture that they show here, we were commenting, they talk about chicken wings, but those better be drumsticks because...
Yeah, they were big drummies. They looked like
nuclear chicken.
Yeah, those weren't like, you know, you're like your little wings, you know, oh, I can finish this off. These were big, you know, I think they were turkey legs.
I know. They look like if you were to have a chicken wing, a turkey wing, that, you know, yeah, I don't know, but they're huge.
They are huge. They got nuclear chickens over there, apparently.
Yeah, this is a Indian restaurant, but the reason I even looked at it, I was like, gosh, that looks like mole, which is basically, you know, in Mexican cooking, they have a mixture, a paste that they make with spices and makes kind of like a sauce or a gravy. And so... But then again, there's certain things that are common in all cuisines, you know. So I thought, okay, well, this isn't mole traditional because it's not a Mexican restaurant they're talking about. But yeah, if you go to the internet and you type in about Bindi, it pops up this restaurant in England. I guess it's really well known. So I like hot stuff, but I don't like it so screaming hot that, you know, I'm in pain.
Right.
But your little trick about putting stuff in a squirt gun, I've known a few people who would have just opened their mouth and said, fine, you know. They would have their pain tolerance for heat is really, really high.
That reminds, there was this, it was a cartoon, of course, but it was called Jay Sherman was the screenwriter, or not screenwriter, it was like At the Movies, a parody of At the Movies, but you'd like see him in his regular life. And there was this one scene where he gets pepper sprayed and he's like, ooh, jalapeno, yes. Didn't affect him at all. So Somebody will tell me what the name of that cartoon was, I'm sure. But
The Critic?
The Critic. That's it. The Critic. That's exactly it. That was exactly it. I just watch that one all the time. But
yeah, I have to say that face paralysis is not exactly something that I look for in my food.
Yeah, so. No, yeah, definitely not. I mean, I'm looking for, when I eat my food, I prefer my food not to be lethal, you know. Anywhere near it.
Well, if you're eating it yourself.
Yes.
There's special company over, maybe.
Well, you give that to the relative that just won't fucking leave.
To the unwelcome
leave.
Guest.
Yeah. That's right. You give the, oh, I'm sorry, I gotta leave now. Right, now you got it. There's the door.
If I luck, it would be like an episode of Blackadder, though. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, anyone have any last thoughts on that?
Squirt guns full of bleach.
Squirt,
that's it.
That's right.
Squirt gun. Hot bucket.
Hot bucket. That would be quite a hot pocket at that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tonight we're talking about Victoria Olsteen. You know, you've heard of the Olsteins. They have
no.
No.
Who are they?
This guy, he's
are they
Joe,
the twins,
you're talking
from Full House?
You're right. That's exactly who it is. You've heard of Joel Olsteen. He's this mega church pastor, and his wife is Victoria, and she's talking about prayer. You know, most people when they pray, it's like, please, you know, heal my gut. I got a brain injury. You know, I want to bang the girl down at the local restaurant.
I have a brain injury.
I have a brain injury.
Are you saying people with brain injuries pray? Oh wait, never
they
mind.
They might. That's rhetorical question. No, you want to pray to bang the girl that's down at the local Wendy's because she's real hot. You know, you pray for stuff like that, but so you want it for
the local Wendy's or the girl in the Wendy's commercials?
Or the girl in the Wendy's commercial. Sure, she whichever. But she is saying, hey, when I go out, I'm out driving with my kids are in the car, and I need a really good parking space. I go, God, give me the best parking space right at near the door. I just want the perfect parking space. Come on, God. I'm not saying I believe in God, because I don't. But she's using God like it's a magic genie. Okay, God, come on. I need that parking space. Come on. Come on. Now, really? She said this, and she claimed she's not dumbing down prayer. Well, personally, I don't care what you do with it. But the fact is, you think you're going to get three wishes from your magic genie for a fucking parking space? Come on now. Joe, your thoughts.
I mean, this is just the epitome of talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually heard people say that they pray for traffic lights to change.
Oh,
and when
really?
They do, prayer answered. The fact that traffic lights are on timers and are programmed to change whether or not you're even there, it just provides easy means for confirmation bias of
right.
prayer.
Right.
Now, parking spots are no different. People come and go all the time. I'm sure Mrs. Osteen is only remembering the times that she lucked out and got a spot.
Right.
And discards all the times she didn't, only tracking it to show any kind of pattern.
Mm-hmm.
If a pattern even could be found in that,
right.
which I doubt.
Right.
I mean, sometimes parking lots are full, but most of the time when you go looking for a parking spot, you're going to find one. You
right.
just have to walk a little further.
Right.
You know, it's not like, you know, like parking lots are made so tiny and filled with so many traffic islands with those damn trees that mm-hmm. that you can't find a spot.
Right. You know, I was thinking, let's just say you're God, right? Let's just say you're God for a minute. You're like, I'm over here working on the over in Africa. I'm trying to get these children some food. And you go get bothered by Joel saying, you need a parking space? Wait a minute. Let me get you one right now. Oh shit. That kid died. Fuck.
Right. Right. Plus, when is the worst time to find a parking spot? Christmas time.
Right. On his day.
How many fucking people are praying for parking spots at Christmas time?
Right.
But God damn it, I gotta park in the supplemental lot.
I gotta park down by the bums. I don't want to park down by the bums. Come
I gotta
on,
park
God.
Across the street and use a crosswalk.
What oh
the
my
fuck? God damn.
God, I got lots of money. You got to get me a parking spot up near the doors.
Like, the worst day to park is, like, Christmas Eve. It's like you know, God is, like, playing, you know, PlayStation or something. He's just like, yo, what's up? He's like, yeah, this game is hot. And everybody's like, please give me a parking spot. I just want a parking spot. He's like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck all the kids in Africa that are starving too.
It's like, fuck the kids in Africa. I need a parking spot.
Grand Theft Auto.
My... There's a few thousand kids this year that are going to die of leukemia, and you're not getting a parking spot.
That's right. My ass is important. I'm an important preacher's wife. I need the best parking spot there is. God's going to smile down on me and give me a parking spot.
Hold the phone. Cynthia Gladstone in Barrington, Vermont, mm-hmm. needs the light to change from red to green. Oh. Prayer answered. It's done. I am God. Back to PlayStation.
Why don't more people believe in me? Look at all I do.
I change parking spots. I change stoplights. And I give people parking spots. What more evidence do you need? Connie, your thoughts.
Well, you know what? At a time of day when people are coming and going really rapidly, like dropping your kids off or picking them up at school, should we be really surprised that a parking spot would open up. The other thing is like, you know, I don't even think her kids attend public school. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but no, your kids.
I'm pretty sure it's not her driving her kids. I'm pretty sure it's their chauffeur.
Right. My chauffeur needs a parking spot. Come on, God!
They've got valet parking, don't they?
Yeah.
The school that their kids go to.
Their school is so hot, you know, they just...
Fuck, when I drive people to drop off their kids at schools, I'm not praying for a parking spot. I'm praying that the cop and the school parking attendant doesn't yell at me for cutting the line or not knowing the proper procedure. It's like, oh, wait, I've got to go over there?
Behind
the 30 cars, I can't just drive up here. But the sidewalk is clear. Wait, I have to go over there?
Torvy in the chat room says, lived across the street from a Catholic church for 10 years. Mass every day. If you left the house, your spot was gone.
I used to live near a Catholic church myself, and yeah, it's crazy. They actually had the church paid for it, but they have cops that direct the traffic on Sundays.
Yeah.
And on
do they actually
holidays.
Pay for that? Do they actually pay the cops to do that, or do they just have to, like, you know, like the
cops
don't pay
don't
taxes?
Do
they don't.
I mean,
cops.
I can't speak for everywhere, but around where I used to live, the cops didn't do it for free.
Oh,
like,
okay.
They charged. They were like, all right, if
well,
you
good.
Need
at
a,
least they're paying for
a
something.
Cop to be out there with a car, with the lights on, directing traffic, then you have to pay a fee. You have to pay for his time to be there.
Okay, good. At least the church is paying for something. They don't pay any taxes, you know. Might as well pay the people who are.
Cop, I'd be like, I know you've got deep pockets. Exactly.
Right. I mean, they didn't pay for, like, you know, when they closed the street for a parade or something like that. Mm-hmm. That was a service. But
right.
if you were a venue holding an event or the church on a religious holiday, then you paid. Mm.
I just totally out of left field here. Do they? Because if you're ever going on a funeral, sometimes you get the cops to block off the traffic so people can keep going through a traffic light or whatever. Especially if you get a really long one.
Depends. That depends on if you knew them. Like, if it's an ex-cop or whatever, then yeah.
No, but I mean, for the funeral, do they make the cops pay for? Do they pay the cops to do the funeral, or do you just kind of like, or do they like off that?
Well, like I said, if it's a cop or a fireman or something, uh-huh. I don't think.
Oh, even I mean, for you know us regular folks, you know.
Well, most of us regular folks don't have so many people coming to our funerals that we need cops to.
A few months ago, I was actually at a stoplight, and they had so many cars, the light changed twice. They had to block off this very busy intersection.
The cops were involved?
The cops were involved because there were so many people for this one funeral that the lights changed at least twice while the police cars, the police blocked off the intersection so the cars could go through. It was like, wow, that's, I was like, I don't even know that many people online. you know, much less in real life.
I guess
we can fit everybody I know in one car.
What the situation is, you know.
Yeah, I can probably fit everybody I know in one car. Actually, you know, just get one big van and that'd be it. That's the whole funeral procession. Just one van, boom, you're through. You don't even need the cops. Just drive there and just drop me off and throw me over the fence. And
I don't even like riding around in the back of your van. It smells like piss.
You gotta stop pissing back there, Joe. Told you that pot is not for that.
Connie, pray for Packard to get a better van.
That's right. Pray for me to get a better van. Connie, your thoughts
again?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I already ask you?
If there was a last thing, I love what she says here. I just have this relationship. I'm not dumbing down prayer. What I'm doing, it's just part of my life. So she and God are tight.
They're like this.
You know, she's got the direct line.
Yeah, they're besties, and she's got like his phone number.
That's
and
right.
His cell phone number. You know.
I suppose they do because they've got a second mansion and all this other crap.
Yeah, yeah. Dave in the chat room
said that when Osteen goes on tour, it's $850 a ticket to go see him.
Yes.
$850? Damn, we do the show for free.
The Osteens supposedly, and again, this is the press, they don't take a paycheck for them being pastor.
Nah.
But what they make is off of their books. Yeah. And their
right.
speaking engagements. And I'm sitting here thinking, yeah, and you could also probably shelter an income by being the CEO of a, mm-hmm. you know, of an organization through your, you know, you could get paychecks all these other places. So
they've got a house just for their fucking dog, I'm sure.
I do know that Jan Crouch has a house for her dogs.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the Olsteins.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, if nothing else, I bet you if anyone else would have one, they go, oh, they got one, we're going to get one for our dogs too, you know.
I wouldn't put it past these people.
Yeah.
They are so far out of touch, even with the people that they are preaching to. I don't know. No.
Wow. Yeah, Dave in the chat room says 850 for the close seats and 18 for the nosebleed seats. So if you're out there, you can't even see or hear the preacher anymore, but you can just feel the love and the God's love coming all the way up
there.
Well,
they should be praying for a better seat.
Yes. You know, for the $18 seat, you don't get quite all the whole prayer. You don't get the full blessing. You get like a little blessing. You get like the thimbleful. You get the
right.
You get the shaft blessing. You know, the people who paid the $850, they get the full fucking blessing of the Lord. But you up there in the $18 seats, well, you get like a thimbleful. You get whatever's left over. You know, you just get the leftover. There's not enough for everybody. You just get the leftovers.
They just don't have enough faith.
You get the shake.
You get the shake.
You get the spray.
It's the spray.
You get the little wet spots on your pants, and you're like, all right, I felt the Lord.
I felt the Lord on my pants.
That might be something else, Joe.
That might...
I don't know. Whenever I go to see Joel Osteen speak, I drink profusely.
I would too. I would too.
And I always pay $18.
Speaking of things that atheists are supposedly do, we're going to get on to our next topic here. There's a lot of things that Christians accuse atheists of doing. Things that Christians or theists say about atheists, or they think that we do. Now,
And they're all true.
It's actually misinformed things theists say about atheists. Now, in this particular one, and I've heard this, that they think that atheists worship the devil. That one makes me scratch my head. I put out a little whisper today to see how many people actually believe this. And surprisingly enough, I actually had a couple of them say they didn't believe that. But, of course, one of them had to say, well, you atheists think you worship yourselves, but that's a whole other story. It's like, no, that's not. We don't even worship ourselves. We don't worship anything. You know, that's just not it. The fact is that people out there today still think that we worship the devil. I mean, that kind of blows my mind. We're going to start the timer, and the timer starts now. Connie, your thoughts.
Well, on the Satanist website, why do Satanists worship the devil? Answer, we don't. Satanists are atheists. We see the universe as being indifferent to us, and so all morals and values are subjective human constructs. I think the main reason that people would assume that atheists worship the devil, you know, their main argument, is because, well, they say we worship ourselves, but it's because we are assured in our own minds. Mm-hmm. It's that we have proof in our mind that, you know, we reason things out, and that is putting ourselves in the place of God, which is the spirit of Antichrist.
Right.
They see us as being deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that we are just being rational and reasonable, but in actuality that Satan is deceiving us, and he's making us think that we are perfectly fine without God. So,
yeah.
And then again, you know, because Satan is the father of lies and rebellion, that, you know, I get it. Just, it doesn't matter that we're not actively worshiping him, although some people do think that.
Right.
They think, well, you're just inadvertently doing it, because if you're not worshiping God, then you're worshiping the devil.
Could be Satan.
The agent behind everything. Yep. So
yeah, there's a
Satan?
See? Yeah. There was an example. I looked this up on. I actually looked this up online too. It's like there's a dualistic part of the nature that says if you're not serving God, you basically head right at it. It says you're serving Satan, and if you're not our friend, then you're our enemy. So right. You're obviously just worshiping Satan because you don't believe the same thing we believe. So obviously you're worshiping the devil. It's like, no, we don't. That's your mythology. You know, try to explain this to them sometimes, but it's just.
He's just another imaginary
that's
being.
Right. That's right. It's just another imaginary friend for somebody. Or imaginary enemy, you know. If you have an imaginary friend, you got to have an imaginary enemy to go against each other so you can sit there and eat the popcorn and watch them battle. You know, it's like battle bots. You know, wait, battle bots is wrong. Hasn't been on in a long time. But I'm watching the repeats.
I remember BattleBots. Anyway.
My favorite was Vlad the Impaler, but Joe, your thoughts?
We do worship Satan.
Shh, don't tell them that. You're not supposed to know that.
I mean, fucking duh.
Dawkins in the chat room real quick. He says, I served Satan once. He didn't leave a tip. Tight ass bastard. Well, he was, you know, he was at the Denny's, you know. I had to serve him, so.
Ordered everything a la carte.
Right. Fucking bastard.
No tipper. Bar tab.
Poor tipper.
I've spent a lot of time looking through saved searches on Twitter of what people say about atheists, and believe it or not, there's actually a lot of teenagers, and when I say teenagers, I mean accounts that look like they're owned by teenagers,
uh-huh.
who say atheists don't believe in Satan, they don't believe in any gods, you idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people that say that, whether they're atheists or not. They're just saying that because it's like, wait a minute, hold on, hold the phone. You know, and I don't know if these people are reacting to someone saying that to them, like, mm-hmm. like, oh, an atheist worships Satan. And they're just reacting to it like, oh, you're an idiot, because they don't believe in that either.
Right.
But that is a common tweet. Like, if you search for atheist and Satan, that's probably one of the most common tweets you'll see
mm-hmm.
popping up. So at least there's, like, you know, on behalf of the teenagers of the world, they are trying to set that straight for us.
Right.
And I thank them for that. I mean,
right.
you know, bravo. Good job.
Yes. And so, I actually applaud the people on Whisper that replied and said, no, atheists don't believe that they worship the devil. I mean, that's
yeah.
silly.
I think the paradigm is starting to shift if that many kids are saying that, mm-hmm. you know, because you know, if the old attitude was, well, if you don't believe in God, that means you're against God, and if you're against God, that means you're for Satan.
Right.
I think that paradigm is shifting. People are actually understanding the difference between what you're for and against and what you believe in,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that is a promising aspect to this. But, I mean, aside from that, you know, Satan?
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 could it be?
Could it be Satan?
So, somebody on Facebook, somebody I'm friends with on Facebook, posted this great picture of a pizza that they got from a pizzeria, and every, like, they offer different cutting styles with the pizza cutters, and one of the cutting styles that they offer is a pentagram. They would cut the pizza into a pentagram. So there's actual, like, triangle slices all around it. And then there's, like, funny-shaped slices in the middle. Like, imagine a pentagram on a pizza. Each piece, and the centerpiece is the biggest piece, because it's the middle of the star. And he said, this is the most popular pizza cut that they offer, and everybody orders it on Wednesdays. And I was like, that's genius. I want one. And why on Wednesday? Right. What's this? Well, why is Satan special on Wednesday? Well,
the devil comes out on Wednesday because it's half price night. I got to play this song real quick here.
Could it be? Could it be Satan?
Nice.
Oh, Dana Carvey.
If I lived near that pizzeria, I'd be like, all right, I need a large pie with extra cheese, extra pepperoni, and extra Satan.
Right. Real quick here, this Dawkins dog in the chat said, this nut job I talk to daily on Facebook insists that all other religions are satanic. Then again, she sees demons everywhere.
sadly, that's it.
Oh, and that's our time. So, yeah, there's...
hopefully Joe is right, though. Hopefully it's less of a thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that that's going to be less of a thing, too. I mean,
right.
It's going away, but it's not...
And spoiler alert, Satan isn't real.
Shh. He's coming over for dinner next week. You got to be quiet. He's going to hurt. You're going to hurt his feelings.
I was making a brisket and everything.
Heavy metal music is just pretend. They're just making fun of you for thinking that it's real.
Right. All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. And tonight's funny tweet comes from Darth Vader Anna. That's DarthVaderAnna. And they say, roses are red, violets are blue. I am your father. It sucks to be you. Because, you know, this weekend is Father's Day. So if your father is Darth Vader as well, it does suck to be you.
Nice.
Joe, your thoughts?
Nice.
Nice! Connie, your thoughts?
The whole hand-slicing thing.
Yeah, the whole... That makes that a, was a, yeah, that makes a bad much. Day. Yeah. Cut off, you don't cut off your son's hand and say, I'm your father. You say that first, and then you cut off his hand. Because, you know, you have to punish him afterwards, you know.
Well, Darth Vader and Luke, it's that eternal struggle where the father really wants the kid to be just like him.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to be like you.
Not my daddy. You're not my real father. Search your feelings. No, because they kicked me out of the preschool when I did that.
They're filming the new Star Wars right now as we speak.
Are they? Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
It's active. It's live. It's
Harrison live. Ford is injured, too. They had to...
Yeah.
Was he? Oh, yes. I just heard. I did not hear about that. Anyway, all right. Well, anyway, let's get on to our next.
I've fallen and Greedo shot first.
I saw that one. Oh, God. Meme.
All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
And tonight we're doing the first shout out for the month of. Whatever this month is, May, June, whatever.
June.
We're in the month of June. I can't keep track. There's only 12 of them. For the first month of June, we are doing shout-outs for podcasters. And this one is for TGI Atheist. That's TGIATHEIST for those people out there who cannot spell the word atheist. Because I came across this one guy in Whisper who spelled it A-thirst. So... It's not a thirst, it's atheist. Anyway, Give them.
I'm against water.
You're against water.
I'm athirst.
You're against being thirsty. Anyway, they've got a great podcast. It's with Frank and Dan, and they are ex-Mormons, and they have a wonderful show. Sometimes one of them goes off to England once in a while, or the other one's gone. I don't know where they come up with the money to do all that. But give them a follow. They're on iTunes and Facebook and everything. There'll be a link at packerpokes@wordpress.com. But it's called Thank God I'm Atheist, not Thank God I'm an Atheist. There's a slight distinction. So if you see a big label that says Thank God I'm Atheist, that's the one you want. So give them a shout out and tell them you heard him on the show. And we invite them, or one of them, to come on the show, preferably Frank. I like Frank better than I like Dan, to tell you the truth.
What? You're going to do that?
Yes! I like Frank. I like Frank a lot, actually. I think he's a cool guy.
But, yeah, I just want to add real quick. Sure. I listen to an obscene number of atheist podcasts, and I listen to Thank God I'm Atheist, and it's a really, really excellent podcast.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Definitely worth the listen. It's just excellent. It's good.
Excellent, excellent.
They have good chemistry. They have good humor. You'll laugh out loud when you listen to it. It's informative. It's good.
Yeah, especially to learn about the Mormon. If you want to learn about the Mormon religion, and they do talk about the Mormon religion, you have to go back a few episodes, but they do talk about the whole 9 yards of it. It is just amazing, the stuff that they talk about. I'm sitting there. They're talking about stuff I didn't even know about. So I was like, well, I'm learning. I learned a lot from just listening to their show. But they've got a good podcast. So give them a follow. Tell them you heard them on the show. Tell them we want them to contact us and get them on the show. So, or at least one of them anyway. So we'll talk to them then, hopefully. But anyway, all right. Well, that's it for us tonight. I want to thank everybody for coming and sticking around through our little technical glitch. But we will be back next week with our regular short show, and we will have no guest because it's a short show. But but we look forward to seeing you there. So this has been Packer Pokes That We Just Poked At Your News. Yeah, poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
Wait a minute here. What the hell? There he goes.
Oh,
wrong.
Sorry, that's your leg.
Oh, I was on the wrong selection there.
I don't want to hear, oh no, what the hell.
Or, oh crap.
Nope, okay. Not
that. Okay.
And let us not forget, shit!
Shit! Hello, everybody! We are live. We'll be starting here in just a moment or two. We're letting the air out of the tires.
I'm going to unmute it so I can hear a cool echo, 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 echo.
Carvey in the chat room asks if I'd like to watch Am I a Pervert? Yes. Wait, so are we. But actually, I'm one of those people that I'm an exhibitionist. That's what it is.
Well, we could call it the Packard Pervert Show.
The Packard Pervert Show. Welcome to the Packard Pervert Show. And I'm Packard Pervert.
Shit goes up.
I'm Packard Pervert, and joining us tonight is the female pervert, Connie Practical Pervert Mine, and Joe Pervert Simpson.
But it's Joe Unseen, right?
Joe Unseen, because he's in the hiding in the bushes, being a pervert.
He's a lurker. That's
Mr. Pervert to you.
I am not Mr. Pervert. Mr. Pervert is my father.
Okay. All right, everybody. Here we go.